Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk with Andy Parkinson. Now he's in charge of the youth setup at Tranmere Rovers. And last night they had a rather significant win. Morning to you, Andy.
Morning, Steve. You okay, mate?
Very good. Tell me about last night. You're playing Scunthorpe in the FA Youth Cup.
We were, mate. Yeah, we played Scunthorpe away in the Youth Cup in the second round. 1-4-2. Great victory. 2-1 down at half-time. Lads come back second half and we've got Everton away in the next round.
Oh, a little bit tasty. Is that the draw you would have wanted?
Run. Yeah, well, it had been made before. So before last night's game, so the lads already knew prior to the game.
But was that a bit of a driver, do you think, for them, Andy?
Definitely an incentive, isn't it? Obviously, all local players we've got. So definitely a big incentive for them, yeah.
What does it say about the youth setup when you start progressing through the Youth Cup?
Well, I mean, I was fortunate enough to play in it and win it with Liverpool. So it's fantastic for the lads because it's like playing first-team football. It's the same kind of environment for them. So, yeah, it's brilliant for the players.
Is this the sort of area where you spot the real stars of the future, the real first taste of what they're going to become?
I think so, Steve, yeah, because you've got to put them in that environment because it's a pressured environment. So you actually get to see what they're made of. I always say to the players that you can really tell a true player's character when they're under extreme pressure. Last night, 2-1 down at half-time, that was what I said to them. Second half, come out, 3 goals in the second half. And they rose to the challenge that I gave them at half-time.
Absolutely brilliant stuff, isn't it? So you're going to face Everton in the next round. When's that round going to be played?
It's got to be played before the 17th of December, so we're just waiting for confirmation on whether it'll be at Goodison Park. I think it will be. So like I said, for our players, that'll be fantastic. Everton fans in the ranks of our players, so that'll be special for them.
Does it make something of a difference to them, yeah?
Yeah, it does, because you know, they don't always get to play at stadiums. We play our home youth games at Prenton Park, so that's a good experience for them. Last night away to Scunthorpe, another great experience for them. And, you know, another big stage at Goodison. A lot of the players will have played there previously for their association teams, you know, Liverpool Schoolboys, etc. So that'll help. But still, big occasion. I'm sure there'll be, providing there is Goodison Park, there'll be a few Tranmere fans going over there.
Oh, I'm sure they will. And what's the Everton youth setup like at the moment? They've got a real reputation of bringing through some great young players, haven't they? Have you got a tough task?
Yeah, well, it is going to be tough. We're a Category 3 academy. Obviously, we're a non-league side now. But we're a Cat 3 academy. Everton are a Cat 1 academy, which basically means about three times as big as our academy, probably, if not more. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough task. But, you know, we'll approach it like we would a first-team fixture. That's what we did last night. We assessed the opposition. We got them analysed. We came up with a game plan. And the players executed that game plan. It'll be no difference against Everton. Even though it's a huge game for the players, we give them a taste of what it's like prepping for a first-team fixture, because that's how we treat it.
Can't wait for that to come around. Quick reflection on the weekend, 2-2 with Chester, of course. Tranmere, Chester. Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah,
was some atmosphere?
Yeah, it was a really good atmosphere. It's the best I've witnessed for quite a while, to be perfectly honest with you. The fans getting behind the manager, which is great. It felt like a bit of a defeat at the end, even though we got a point out of it, you know, to be in the position that we were in. Was disappointing, but that happens in football. I think since the new manager's come in, there's been a real upsurge in kind of form and belief, and you know, that's not disrespecting the previous people in charge, but Mickey's got the lads going, he's got the lads firing, everyone seems to be buying into it at the club, and hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be successful.
Parky, great to catch up with you, hopefully get you back in the studio soon.
Brilliant, cheers Steve, thank
Take
you.
Take care. That's Andy Parkinson, Tranmere's youth team coach, and of course success for them. They beat Scunthorpe 4-2 away last night, and they're through to the next round of the FA Youth Cup to face Everton in what should be a crack of a local derby.
The kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.